It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Sarah Hollister, and I am here with my work BFF, partner in crime.
Yeah. Ride or die.
Ride or die, Katie Yarrow.
Hi, everybody.
And thank you so much for listening. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And every week, we like to get with our nonprofit partners. There's how many in town?
Like 450 plus.
450 plus. So there's so many nonprofit partners that really make our community whole. And so we like to, you know, just sit down and have a conversation with each of them and find out what they do and really get behind what they do, because it can, you know, you might think you know what somebody does. And
yeah, there's always the surface level, what their mission is, what we assume they do, what we know they do, quote unquote, know. But really getting to hear it, you know, from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like, what is it like? Let's get behind the curtain. Let's get behind the mission. What is the real work you're doing, and why are you doing it, and why is it important? Because all of these nonprofits exist for a reason. We were just talking earlier about, you know, a lot of our messaging. We say vital services, and vital services sounds really intense sometimes, and a lot of nonprofits do provide vital services. These are services that people need to live. Mm-hmm. But, you know, all of our nonprofits provide services that are necessary or needed. Otherwise, they wouldn't exist.
Or to thrive, you know. And you might not see those right away when you look at, you know, the Children's Museum and you see a play place. It's so much more than that. And so we really like to get just behind the mission.
Behind the mission.
Yes. And who do we have today?
Oh, we have one of my dear friends.
Yes. I was like, you love our guest today. We both love our guest today.
One of my dear friends.
Yes.
Joe Cookley.
Back at you.
Hi. Joe Cookley is here. And I mean, I'm sure that so many people know you, Joe. You're very involved in the community, prolific, honored, respected.
A
hoot and a half and another half a hoot. That's a whole hoot for, you know, those of you getting back to math class.
Yeah.
But today you're here representing the Golden Heart Community Foundation.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're going to tell us all about that.
All about it.
All about it. Let's kick off. What is the mission, Joe? Well,
yeah, what is it?
The mission of the Golden Heart Community Foundation is to provide, to gather funds so that Fairbanks can take care of Fairbanks in the long term.
Yes.
So we're not like a lot of other nonprofits. We don't provide a direct service. We're not like the food bank. We don't feed people. We're not like the Children's Museum. We don't serve children. We're not like the Door to provide shelter for homeless youth. We're not like the Rescue Mission. We're not like those nonprofits because we don't have a hands-on, we're providing direct services to somebody. But our mission is to help all those organizations to do their work by providing a source of funding and creating a foundation to gather funds, invest funds, have funds for both now and really forever in the community. And that's through our affiliation with the Alaska Community Foundation. So that's really our purpose, is to provide the long-term savings account, if you will, the permanent fund, if you will. Unlike the Alaska Permanent Fund that gives out dividends to Alaskans, unlike the permanent fund that, you know, comes from oil revenue, our permanent fund comes from donations that people make to the community, gifts that they leave to the community, and then we take the money, we invest it along with really through the Alaska Community Foundation. They invest it. Then we give back out grants into the community to those causes that people, you know, apply for the money and give out. And so our mission is really long term.
Yes.
Very long term. And, you know, community foundations are among the fastest growing form of philanthropy in the country, if not the world.
And if you don't know what a foundation is, you know, we hear that tagged onto a lot of nonprofit names. But a foundation really is, when you give to a foundation, they put it in a fund And then they disperse the profit from that fund.
The interest and the earnings.
Yes.
The interest and the
earnings. So the fund stays whole. So when you're donating, they're not taking your money and directly giving it to someone. They are putting it in this.
They're investing it.
Earning interest on it and then paying out just the interest so that your fund will pay that interest every year.
And it will continue to grow.
And as long as you keep growing it, it will. Do you ever reinvest any of that interest, or is it just what people give you invest?
Well, it's what people give. And through the Alaska Community Foundation, they inflation-proof the fund. They invest it for the long term. Mm-hmm. Like the Golden Heart Community Foundation, we don't have an investment arm. What we really are is an area of interest fund, and our area of interest is Fairbanks. Our mission is to find by the geographic boundaries of the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Mm-hmm. So our fund is and we actually have two funds. They are invested with the Alaska Community Foundation, which is now, approaching $125 million. So you're with a much mm-hmm. larger fund, which has, they have a separate investment board. They manage the money. They make sure mm-hmm. that our fund stays healthy, mm-hmm. that if there's, fluctuations in the market that go down, which we saw, during COVID times, mm-hmm. but they make sure that our fund is still solvent and that our fund still exists. And in good times, they make sure that, if we're making more money, maybe some of that gets reinvested in the fund to make sure that our fund stays solvent. Mm-hmm. But they handle all that investment activity.
And that's nice. And then you guys can just focus on the community and what you want to do with that interest. And
that's exactly right, because our affiliation with the Alaska Community Foundation, and we are one of 13 statewide mm-hmm. affiliates, is that then they handle all that icky stuff. Mm-hmm. They handle the investments. They handle the tax filings.
Yeah.
They handle all the 990s.
Like how you called it, the icky stuff.
It's the icky stuff.
One of the things that you don't just... Because we're a volunteer board. Sorry. And I say we because I am also, full disclosure, I am seated on this board. But we are there because we are conduits in the community. We're the people who are helping recruit people to invest and support and then helping decide where those funds will go and where they're needed and necessary. But I don't know how to invest money, and you don't want me... You don't want me investing your money.
No.
So, exactly. So, the Alaska Community Foundation provides that support system, that expertise, those people to do the work that they are hired and professionally able to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we get to reap the benefits.
And we get to focus on the mission, which is to build the fund for the benefit of Fairbanks. In my former professional life as a lawyer and as an estate planning lawyer, I had clients say to me on occasion, well, I want to leave my money to Fairbanks. Okay, well, what does that really look like?
Yeah.
What does that mm-hmm. look like? What does that mean?
Yes.
And they'd say, well, I want it to do good for Fairbanks. It's like, well, okay, in the long term, Fairbanks has not many organizations that have foundations or mm-hmm. have something that could be there for the long term. The University Foundation, of course, exists mm-hmm. to support the university. The hospital has mm-hmm. a foundation that exists to support the hospital. The Catholic Schools of Fairbanks have the Monroe Foundation that benefits Monroe. There's not many others mm-hmm. that truly have a foundation. They may have a long-term bank account. They may have savings that they have amassed to try to hang on to help support their mission down the road. But that's very, very different from having a foundation that's going to invest and hold those funds for really the long term. Right. And so really we fill that gap. Mm-hmm. And so we've been around since 2013. So we're in our 12th year.
Yeah. Wow.
But still fairly young, fairly new.
Still fairly young. And a lot of people haven't heard about this because it isn't a glamorous mission, or it isn't one of these missions that you'd say, oh my gosh, we're feeding children, we're housing homeless youth. When it's cold, we're getting people off the street and putting a coat on their back and a roof over their head.
And we're not a brick and mortar.
We're not a brick and mortar. So our mission is much more intangible in a way, but it's a very important mission in the long term.
Yeah. And if you are just tuning in, we are talking to Joe Kukli from the Golden Heart Community Foundation.
Yes.
I mean, we feel that too, you know, but still it matters that money matters. And especially now, those grants that you guys are able to give out, that matters, those unrestricted funds. And we talk about this sometimes in here, and it's a lot of the nonprofits have grants. And so those grants have really tight strings, really, really razor thin margins. And so if something happens outside of your scope of your grant, you don't have the funds to fix it. You don't have the funds to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult. And so that's where I feel like Golden Heart Community Foundation can really step in.
Yeah. It just depends on what the organization asks for, you know, the scope of what they ask for. But we have provided funds, you know, through various, for sometimes something very specific, mm-hmm. sometimes for something less specific. Mm-hmm. This year, we are focusing, I think we've increased our limit of grants to like 45,000.
Something around there, 43, 45.
Wow. Yeah, so, and that's because we had a very generous gift a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
We received our first $1 million gift from a local donor, and they've asked to remain anonymous, so we have of course, respected that. But our fund in the space of one gift basically doubled.
Right.
So
because we had just hit when I joined, we had just hit, I think, $1 million.
$1 million
invested. So like donated over the course of our 13,
right,
like 12 years at that point ish.
Yes.
And then, like you said, overnight it doubled.
We wondered how long it would take us to get to our second $2 million. And now our endowment, our grant endowment that we make grants out of, is about $2.4 million. And then we have another separate endowment that the Alaska Community Foundation helped us form, which is our operating endowment. And it's got about $600,000 mm-hmm. in it. And that's to help us exist so into the future so that we don't have to seek operating funds. And that will help pay for, like, we have a part-time program manager.
Yep.
And so that as we grow, we have the ability to have somebody, personnel to help us. We can meet our expenses, do newsletters, fundraisers, all that kind of stuff that we need to do without impacting our grant endowment. So it's very exciting because of that gift, partly because of that gift and strong investment philosophy by the Alaska Community Foundation. You know, we are able to increase the amount of the fund. And what's really important, you know, as far as increasing the size of the grants, what is really important is that the fund remains intact and mm-hmm. continues to grow. I mean, that's the power of foundations. You know, it's not like, okay, we give you, you know, $100,000, we spend $100,000 and it's gone. Oh, no, you give us $100,000, we invest $100,000, we make grants from that, not $100,000 grants, and then we still have the fund.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I know that we have some exciting things on the horizon as well, Joe, and we will talk about those things as soon as we get back from a short commercial break. Stay with us, Fairbanks.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley is proudly sponsored by the Rotary Club of Fairbanks. Looking for a way to make a difference right here in the interior? The Rotary Club of Fairbanks is where neighbors, leaders, and doers come together to create lasting change. From supporting youth programs to community improvement projects, Rotary is all about service above self. Want to make a bigger impact? Join us at one of our weekly meetings. Learn more about how you can get involved by visiting our Facebook page, The Rotary Club of Fairbanks.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Thanks for hanging with us, Interior Alaska. This is Behind the, if you're just tuning in, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley, where we meet with all of our local nonprofit partners and just get behind the mission.
Yeah.
And who's our great guest today?
Oh, our great guest today is Joe Kukli, who is the chair of the Golden Heart Community Foundation. And we are learning all about the amazing work that they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what a foundation is. Some people, I'm sure, that they're learning that for the first time of, like, really what a foundation is.
Yes. It's not a concept that people, you know, have in their heads. It's a little bit different than just giving to any other nonprofit, because we hold the money, invest it, and then give it back out to the community in grants. Yes. So it's a little bit different.
And so what does it mean? You give out grants, but how does that impact the community?
How it impacts the community is the recipients, the grant recipients. And so and actually a different story I'll tell, because now I've had time to think about it a little bit, is we gave a grant to the Literacy Foundation probably now 4 years ago. And one of their programs that we benefacted through our gift was helping people finish high school who maybe were adults now, who had gone to school only so far, never got their diplomas, never got their GEDs, and how that impacted them. And so that then we heard, and I can't remember the woman's name, and that's really not the important part, but she was a military spouse, and she had raised her kids, and, you know, they were talking about the importance of education, but she herself never got her high school diploma or her GED, and, you know, she had trouble reading, and through the Literacy Council program, she learned how to read, and so she came and told us how that impacted her life, how she was, you know, she felt such pride because here she has encouraged her children to get an education, but she herself never really got her education. So to get her education, to finish as an adult, to be able to get a better job, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it was just very impactful to hear how the Literacy Council's program had so benefited her, and how we, through the foundation, were able to give the Literacy Council a grant that supported that work and helped that effort and got this, you know, this adult woman through her education and set her on a path to be really a more productive member of the community, because she would be able to have just that basic high school education to be able to get a better job and to have, you know, a better way to support her family and her goals and like
life-changing money.
Life-changing money. Yeah, absolutely. For her, that program was critical. She would never have really had the opportunity to finish her education and to get that that boost in her life to move forward. And so, and because we exist, that's money the Literacy Council didn't have to go out and raise.
Right.
We invested that money. We had that money through our partnership, through our affiliation with the Alaska Community Foundation. And then we were able to give that money back out. And of course, the money we received, we still have. You know, that's the beautiful thing about a foundation. We still have got the money. Every dollar that's ever been contributed to the Golden Heart Community Foundation, we still have. And it's still working for this community because it's being invested. It's being reinvested. Compound interest. I was just at an event Friday night talking about foundations. And, And some people took me to task about this, but we have re-verified. Albert Einstein, the great physicist, said...
Some of you may have heard of him.
Some of us may have heard of him. He said, he was quoted as saying that compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. Because that ability to keep making money on money is incredible, right? That is the power of interest. That's the power of investment. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. But we do it on behalf of Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. And there's really no other organization in Fairbanks that does that precise thing. Yeah. So it's not glamorous. It's not, it doesn't pull at your heartstrings. But because we exist, we help other organizations that do those incredible, mm-hmm. incredible things.
We share a lot of parallels.
Yes. United Way.
With the United Way. Because exactly, because we encourage people to give. We're preaching small gifts can add up to a lot. And the difference being, and the beauty of both of these organizations existing at the same time and place, is that, with the Golden Heart Community Foundation, we get to say, even if you can only give $20, it doesn't have to be $1 million. It doesn't have to be whatever percentage of your estate, mm-hmm. as I think we might mention a little bit about later.
Yes.
But if you give $20, that $20 is going to grow. So $20 today will be $200 one day.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we will still have your $20.
Yeah.
We're still going to have your $20 100 years from now.
Exactly.
And that $20 is still going to be working for this
Fairbanks
community.
So, yeah,
yes.
You have kids.
In perpetuity.
You have family. You have your legacy lives on. This lives on with it. And it's a way to support them in the future when you're no longer
and
here.
And if Fairbanks is what made you, don't you want to make sure that Fairbanks is here to provide those same opportunities and growth in the future?
Here.
Exactly.
You got me, Katie.
Yeah, for other people. That's exactly, mm-hmm. that's exactly right. Katie said it exactly right. Because I always say when I talk about the Community Foundation, if we don't take care of Fairbanks, who's going to take care of Fairbanks? Nobody else is going to take care of Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Those of us who've lived here, who've made our money here, raised our families here, had our careers here, if we're not going to take care of Fairbanks, nobody else is going to do it. And if we want Fairbanks to exist and thrive into the future, then we better do something about it. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this foundation is about, that mm-hmm. we will be here. We will be here forever, and we will exist forever. This fund will exist. It will grow. It will keep growing. And then hopefully, 50 years from now, this foundation will still exist to provide for children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all the way down the line. Right. Shortly after we started the Community Foundation, my son said to me, "Ma, I just really don't get it." And I said, "Okay, Justin, what don't you get?" He said, "Well, I know you're really excited about this, Mom, but I don't get it." So I said, "Justin, how old are you?" And at the time, he was like 25. I said, "How old are you going to be in 50 years? He looks at me like, "Okay, Ma, I'll play along." 75. I said, "Well, this fund will still exist when you are 75. And a dollar given today will still be there when you are 75. And we will invest it and we will be able to make grants. And it will still be here when you are 75. And he was like, "Oh, okay." So he kind of got it, And that's what it really is about.
Right.
That's what it's really about. And so we just want people to invest in the community. Also, as a lawyer who did estate planning, occasionally I'd have a client who'd say to me, I'd be doing their will or their estate plan or a trust, and they'd say, "Oh, I want to leave my money to the Palm Springs Public Library, the University of Washington Medical Center." And, my thought bubble above my head at that moment was like, "You have got to be kidding me." And I would, but I'm a lawyer. I have to do what my clients want. So I would try to tactfully say, "Well, was there anything in Fairbanks that kind of mattered to you that maybe you want to help? Anything, right?" I'm like, "Not just the Golden Heart Community Foundation. I don't know, United Way, your church, your favorite baseball team, your favorite arts group. Yeah. Something in Fairbanks that you found useful, that you liked.
Or that made your life here
better."
Yeah.
trying to get a dollar left in the community, and every not really. And I would just be like, at that point, I want to reach over and shake my client because my thought bubble has indescribable words, right? I can't say those on air because I just don't get it. You know, it's like, you know, and I've worked with people who have had incredible businesses here and made incredible amounts of money here and did very well here. And you're going to retire to pick your southern location and you're going to leave all your money to them.
Or you're going to take it all with you when you go.
And I'm like, what are you thinking? Yeah. It just makes me want to smack people upside the head. And so that's what we do. And so that's why this organization is really important.
That's why it's really important. And we have a really amazing marketing campaign that is getting launched. And I think you should share about that because you're the one who kind of brought it to the state and made it a thing that we are now going to share with all sorts of organizations.
Yes, we have a program called High Five for Interior Alaska. And I heard about this program because I went to a conference that, because of our affiliation with the Alaska Community Foundation, it was in Wichita, Kansas a year ago. I went, last program of the thing, and it was this idea of encouraging people in your community to leave 5% of an asset or your estate to your community. And the whole gist of it was, if your kids, so many people, I want to leave everything to my kids. Well, if your kids can't live on 95% of what you're going to leave them, is 5% really going to matter? Mm-hmm. But that 5% to a nonprofit, to your community foundation, to United Way, that's going to matter to that nonprofit. And so it's encouraging people in the community to think about leaving something to their community. And it doesn't have to be the whole thing. It can be 5%. Yeah.
And 5% of your life insurance or 5% of your, you know, you don't have to pay it now. And I think that's the beauty of it. If you have this life insurance plan and you know it's going to pay out and everyone's going to be taken care of and everything, if you can take 5% of that, which will not affect you in your life.
It won't affect you in your life. And it really isn't going to affect your heirs or your kids or your family or whoever you leave.
Can't take it with you when you go.
Yep. You can't take it with you when you go. But that 5% will change your community in a really helpful way. And so we're encouraging people to leave 5% of an asset or their entire estate to Fairbanks, hopefully to the Golden Heart Community Foundation, but it can be to any organization in Fairbanks.
Yeah, right. You just want to help us all.
Absolutely. And speaking of help, so we have two ways that people can engage with us. They can be donors or they can be nonprofits who are requesting some of these mini grants.
That's correct.
How do people request money from us?
Okay, to request money, you go to goldenheartcf.org and you apply now, in fact. The grant period opened August 15th. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's August 20th. Yeah. So it's right now. And our grant application's easy. It's short. It's not a hard application to complete. So if you're an organization that needs funding, that's one way to go, right? And what organization right now doesn't write money?
Yes. And these are mini grants, would we call them? A few thousand dollars.
Right.
Make your pitch. What do you need? How much is it going to cost?
Right. And we've gone as high as $5,000.
We have.
So if for the right cause, for the right thing, you know, we have a lot of discretion. But because we don't have a huge pool to give, I mean, we have
to try to spread the wealth.
We try.
Yes.
We try. Then the other way to give is to donate. You can go to the same goldenheartcf.org and there's a donate button and you can donate either to our grant endowment or to our operating endowment. And that's another way to give to the community foundation so that we can continue our work and continue that investment in the community for the long term. And you can be assured that the dollar you give today will still be here 100 years from now. And very few organizations can tell you that. But I can.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Joe, thanks for coming and telling us that and all the things. Yes. And thank you for all that you do in this community.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it and for caring about the future.
Thank you. It's one of my favorite things to talk about.
Love it.
Thank you for tuning in, Fairbanks, Interior Alaska, Salcha, Nenana.
North Pole.
I
hope Nenana. Fox, Esther. We love all of you.
All of our community.
Tana Valley.
And we'll talk at you next time.
Yeah, we will.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com.
Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.